啊，的确，小朋友们真的很不容易能够来唱这样的诗歌哈。啊，大家在忙碌的时候，尤其在成人主日学的时候，孩子们就在 library 那。啊，有德利啊，还有谁 ？Alice 吗？还是啊，老师们，那老师们，你们站起来一下，我们要为你们鼓个掌。啊，教自己的孩子已经很难了，还教别人的孩子啊，更是不容易。好，感谢主，让我们今天再有机会啊，能够一同来敬拜。
Praise the Lord, we have an opportunity together again today to worship the Lord together.
我们今天要继续的进入主导文里面。
And today we'll continue the message in the Lord's Prayer.
今天大概是第三次的主导文里面的有关的信息。
And this is our third sermon that we have about Lord's Prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们还是来再念一次我们温故知新。
And let's recite that again together.
路加福音十一章，好，我们是用路加福音这一段。路加福音
is in Luke chapter 11.
好，我们一同来念，来。
Let's pray. Let's read together.
耶稣用English Chinese okay same time okay save the time.
That.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。阿们。让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次来向你祷告。主啊，我们深知道这是你的教导，如何来祷告。主啊，这是我们一生要学习的功课。但主，就在今天，求主你将我们的心思意念，主啊，能够向你敞开的时候，你将你的智慧和你的心意就告诉我们。让我们借着今天主这段的时间里面，我们都能够了解我们该如何来祷告。主啊，这是我们今年我们要向你也是立的一个心志，我们要愿意成为一个祷告的教会。主啊，让我们更多的就在祷告中来学习，也真的就给我们那个 desire 那种渴慕来祷告。主啊，那是更宝贝的事情。主啊，帮助我们成为一个喜欢祷告的人。谢谢主，求主听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们今天呢，所要讲的是在愿后面哈，开始第二个愿哈。我们第一次愿讲到说，愿你的名为圣，那是上一次。
And last time we talk about hallowed be thy name, but be your name.
那这一次呢，我们是讲愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And this time we'll talk about may your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以就是特别会讲到神的国跟神的旨意的运行通畅无阻的这样子的一个问题。
So it's talking about the kingdom of God and the will of God that is spread out throughout the world.
怎么样让神的国降临，以至于神的旨意能够在地上通行无阻。
How would the kingdom of of God come upon the earth, and how would His will be done?
有一个故事是这样讲。
And there's a story.
有一艘军舰。
And there is a vessel, a war vessel.
上面的舰长就带着这个军舰往前面乘风破浪开。
So there is a captain that is commanding this warship.
在黑暗的大海里面。
And that's all pitch dark outside.
突然之间有一个远远的有一点光亮出来。
And there is a smidgen of light shined in the far.
他们看看，不知道那是什么船。
And they did not know what kind of boat that one is.
这是艘大军舰呐，这不管它继续往前开。
This is a gigantic, enormous warship, so they forge forward.
所以通常人家看到这个船呢，看到这个军舰都闪开了。
And so normally, when any vessel that when they see this warship, they try to avoid this worship.
当他继续开的时候呢，哎，奇怪，前面的这个没有闪开的意思啊。
And as the this battleship continued, while the vessel did not seem to try to change its course.
所以这个舰长就下命令说，拉那个响笛。 滴滴叫散开。
And so the captain tried to blow the whistle and that ding things and just go about, go away.
响笛是滴吗？好像不是哦。Whatever, 散开。
So that the whistle just blowing the whistle and get the warn the vessel out there.
没有动静，响笛也没有动静。
And then there's nothing happening.
结果呢，越靠越近啊，那个舰长就非常的紧张了，而且很气啊。
And then of course when these two are getting closer and closer, the captain become more nervous.
他就抓起那个通话机啊，就开始向前面叫了。
So that he was using maybe the megaphone to try to shout it to the other vessels.
他说：“你快撞到我们了，赶快闪开！”
And he's just yelling that you are about to hit us. Change your course.
对面呢也用通话机讲回来啊。
And of course there's a response from the other side.
你快撞到我们了，你赶快转弯。
And then he said, "Well, you are about to hit us. You should change the course."
这个舰长气疯了，我们是这个军舰啊，你这是什么？他就再拿个通话机再叫了。
And then, of course, that made this captain extremely mad because he is the captain of this big war battleship.
他说我是海军的少将某某某，请你转弯。
And then he said, "Well, I'm Admiral so and so. You must turn around."
啊，对方呢也讲回来了。
And there's a response from the other side.
他说我是二等兵某某某，请你让开，这里是灯塔。
And he says, "I'm Private so and so. You must turn away because this is a lighthouse."
啊，这是一个故事。
Of course, this is a story.
撞到铁板的故事。
And then, of course, it's bumping into an obstacle.
可是这我在想这个故事，我就觉得真的很有趣。这就像我们每一个人每一天的生活。
And as I think about this one deeper, this kind of reflect our daily life.
我们每个人在我们的心里面都像这个将军一样。
And we, each one of us, is just like this emerald.
开着我们的军舰。
And we are driving our own battleship.
照着我们的意思到处走。
And then we'll just go wherever we feel like going.
我们也不喜欢受管制。
And we don't want to be restricted.
我们就忘掉了一件事情。
And there is one thing that we forget.
原来有一件事情呢，是我们的心里面有一个王啊。
And of course, and that is every single one of us inside of our heart there is a king.
他要我们受管制。
And that king want us to be controlled.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他要我们遵行他旨意而蒙福。
And because that he want us to obey his will so we can be blessed.
他要我们遵行他的旨意而能够成长。
And we can grow as we follow his will.
这是他最终的意思。
And that is his will.
但是我们人就不喜欢受束缚、受约制。
Of course, we human, we do not want to be controlled.
以至于很多的时候我们得不着神的祝福。
And because of that, we miss out on the blessing from God.
所以我们今天讲到说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So as we talk about, may your kingdom come and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们就是在讲到一个国度的问题，一个国度里面呢，那个旨意，神的这个统治者旨意运行的一个问题。
So we are talking about God's kingdom and His will, how His will got carried out on earth.
我想到讲到神的国，我们有很多讲究哈。
And as we talk about God's kingdom, there's a lot of saying there.
但是今天我不细谈那个神的国，有的是天国、神国，反正就是很多的讲究。
And there's a lot of interpretation about God's kingdom.
但是呢，我们从一个比较简单的一个小角度来看，什么叫做一个国家
？But let's look at it from a more simple-minded approach.
一个政治学的一个基本的定义，什么叫做一个国家
？So, what is the definition of a country?From a political science point of view,
一个国家呢，组成呢有四个要素。
And there is four components to a country.
第一个要素是人民。
And the first one is its own citizen.
就是属于这个国家的这个群众。
And that citizen belong to this country.
然后这一些群众在这个国家里面，他们享受有不同的权利，有不同的义务，但是就是这些的人民。
And of course, there's a lot of privilege and responsibility of these citizens being within this country.
第二个要素是领土，土地。
And the second component is the territory.
就是一个国家呢，它有一个固定的一个疆界。
And so there is a boundary around each country.
这是有形的。还有呢，现在比较进步了，会有无形的疆界。什么叫无形的疆界呢
？So that is a form type of a territory, but there is some other thing that does not take a form.
在政治学上把它叫做浮动的领土。
And in the political science, it calls about that as a mobile territory.
什么叫浮动的领土
？And as what is a mobile territory?
就是如果飞机从美国这个旧金山机场起飞了，它飞到太平洋上，这个飞机是美国领土。
And so that an example of that is when a U.S. airplane departs from San Francisco, that particular airplane is considered as a territory of U.S.
那个飞机上的主权呢，还是美国的。
And that authority within that plane is still belong to the United States.
当一个船只开出去的时候，船只上面呢是一个浮动的领土。
And same thing goes with a boat that or a ship that.That the territory goes with wherever that boat belongs to.
有的时候，我们国家的那个外交，我们会有一个驻外的使馆啊，或者是一个大使馆啊之类的这种地方呢，那一个区域里面也是一种浮动的领土。
Likewise, an embassy in a foreign country that embassy is considered that particular country's.
所以不见得是一个有形在地上固定的，它可以是浮动的。
So it's not necessary it's a fixed border, but that it can be mobile.
所以必须要有一个领土的概念。
But it's still covered within that territory.
第三件要素呢，就是要有一个政府。
And the third thing is you need to have a government.
也就是它必须有一个有形的一个治理的一个机构。
So that is talking about a body that is governing the country.
最重要的功能是什么呢？就是制定法律，然后执行法律。
So the most important the duty of the government.Is to make law and execute law.
所以能够保护整个国家里面的安全。
So they can offer its protection over its citizens.
然后让所有的民众都能够得到照顾。
And so that the government can take care of its own citizens.
第四个要素呢
？And the fourth component
是讲到它的一个主权。
And the fourth component is talking about a authority.
也就是这个国家所拥有的一个统治的主权。
So that is a talking about authority of this country that has authority to govern.
它对国家内部来讲，它是一个统治的一个主权。
So within the country, that is a governing body.
对外界来讲呢，它是一个自主的、独立的权利，不受外界各个国家、其他国家的干预。这是一个自主独立的国家。
So that to the outside world, it is an independent, it has sovereignty.
所以我们有人民。
So we have a citizen.
我们有领土。
And you have a territory.
我们有政府。
And you have a government.
最后我们有主权。
And now you have authority.
所以你可以看到这四样东西呢，其中只有一样东西是无形的。
So we can see that out of all four components, only one of them does not have a real form.
大家觉得是哪一样呢
？What is that?
啊？主权
，of course, is the authority.
主权你看不到
，and you can't really see authority.
其他你看到人，你看到地，不管它是浮动的还是固定的，啊，或者是政府机关，你都看得到。但是就是那个主权你看不到。
So they can all see the its own citizen, the government, the territory, but you cannot see authority.
可是就是这个主权呢，它是非常重要，因为它就把这三样其他的要素把它连在一起。
But of course, because of this authority, it links up to all the other three components.
这个国家的人民呢，他一定是受管制的人民。
So the citizen within that country must be controlled by the government.
这个国家的领土呢，一定是这个主权能够到的地方，是成为国家的领土。这个领土不受管制的话呢，这就不能是成为国家的领土。
So the territory of each country obviously is under authority of that government.
同样的来讲，这个政府呢，如果不是有主权的政府的话，那只是一个虚拟的一个政府，没有意义的一个政府。
So that if a government does not have authority, it is a useless government.
所以主权这个东西虽然是一个很抽象的名词，但是呢，是一个国家非常而且是最重要的一个因素。
So although authority is an abstract concept, it is the most important component.
所以我们。对神的国度，我们再回到我们的这个圣经的这种概念里面，对一个国度来讲的话，其实主权是非常重要的。
So as we talk about God's kingdom, the authority is the most important thing.
所以我们可以给它下一个简单的定义，什么叫做神的国度呢？
So we can have a very simple definition of what is God's kingdom.
也就是神管辖的主权呢，能够畅通无阻的地方，那个就是神的国度。
So God's kingdom is where God has its own authority.
有一次耶稣呢，他有一件神迹，他把一个哑巴鬼呢，把那个鬼赶出去，就那哑巴就可以说出话来。
So that was a miracle that was done by Jesus that he chased away the ghost that lived inside a mute person.
然后大家都很惊讶，很稀奇啊！有的人就说啊，他是靠那个鬼王赶鬼的。
And then many people surrounding that it is says Jesus is depending on the lure of the ghost.
耶稣怎么回答说呢？在路加福音十一章，他这边说：“我若靠着神的能力赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。”
But Jesus' response is, "But if I drive out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you."
连鬼都服了。
And that is, the demon is subject under Jesus.
所以当神的权柄运行的时候呢，就带下顺服。
So that when God's authority comes.And all the demons are subjective and obedient to our authority.
这就成为一个国度，神的国度降临的一个记号。
And that is the mark of the kingdom of God.
所以在圣经里面呢，另外还有一个反面的例子。
And that is an opposite example in the Bible.
特别是在四世纪讲到很多的混乱。
And you talk about there's a lot of the confusions in the era of the judges.
以当时以色列人等于说是各行个人就各行其道，然后即使有士师设立，但是也不一定能够发挥功用。
So at that time, that all the Israelites does whatever he or she feels like, even though there's judges, that judges is basically useless.
所以整个国家基本上是陷入一个混乱状况。
So that entire country is in chaos.
当四世纪写到最后的时候呢，那一句话呢，就把这个整个问题呢，就把它描写得很清楚。
And then as the book the judges, the last sentence is very clear.
那时以色列中没有王，个人怎么样？任意而行。
So you talk about in those days, Israel has no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
也就是说，这个国家虽然有人民，他们虽然有领土，他们虽然有好像士师的一个管制，但是没有人要听，所以这个国家怎么样？就不成为一个国家，乱了。
So that you have the Israelite people, you have its own territory, it has judges of them, but that entire country is in chaos because there's no authority.
所以这就讲到怎么样成为一个国家，那个主权是非常非常重要。
So as we talk about a country, a kingdom, authority extremely important.
我们今天讲，我们讲上帝的国度。
And as we talk about the kingdom of God today,
实际上我们当讲上帝的国度的或是神的国度的时候，我们发现说好像没有一个明显的这个地区，好像或者是地域那个领土的，好像没有这些东西。
So as we talk about the kingdom of God, we don't really see a form or boundary of God's kingdom.
也没有一个好像真正的上帝国这样子一个国家在这样子说是没有。
So there is no a real form of God's kingdom.
可是呢，这就有一个像浮动领土的概念啊。我们每一个人的心里面呢，神掌权的时候，就成为神国度的范围。
So it's like a concept of the mobile territory. So if God is governing your heart, then you become in His territory.
所以神就在我们每一个人的心里面运行，圣灵的意思，他的旨意在我们的心里面来向我们传说。那个时候，就是神的一个旨意运行的一个范围。那我们能够降服，那就是神的国来到了。
So that as God governs in our heart that, and the Holy Spirit is moving us and in obedience to God's will, that's where the God's kingdom is going.
我们来看路加福音第十七章。
And let's look at Luke chapter 17.
法利赛人就问啊，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪，在这里。看哪，在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
And it says, once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observations, nor will people say, 'Here it is' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you."
也就是说，神的国在我们每个人的心里面。
So it's talking about God's kingdom is within each one of our heart.
这一个主权的运行是在我们的心里面。
So the authority is within our heart.
当我们愿意顺服、愿意降服在神旨意的时候，神就在我们的心里面，那个旨意就可以畅通。
So when we are obedient to God's will, then His will can it will move in our heart.
好像我们都是一个那种所谓的浮动的领土，我们每个人都走在街上、走在家里啊、坐在教会，我们这是在公司，我们就好像神的国在我们的心里面，都是这就是他的领域。
So each one of us is like a mobile territory as we move about everywhere into where we are every single day that we are his God's kingdom's territory.
所以讲到神的国度的时候，我们就发现说在圣经当中呢，它也有一个发展性，就是说从少数的变成多数的。
So that as we read study the Bible that there is something that God's kingdom will expand.
讲到一开始的时候呢，这一种浮动的领土啊，人在心里面呢，这个一开始就是少数的人，十二个门徒开始。
So as when Jesus was preaching, the first it started with 12 disciples.
然后呢，就会慢慢的扩展。
So as you expand and expand further,
越来越多的人来信主的时候，越来越多人愿意降服在神的旨意当中。
So when more people.Believe in Christ, then there's the God's kingdom will expand.
所以神的国度呢，一开始有了，但是很少，后来就越来越多，越来越大，越来越广。
So that the God's kingdom start with a small, very small number of people, then they expand and expand.
所以在圣经当中呢，特别就用不同的比喻啊，耶稣也用不同的比喻来描写这个现象。
So there is a lot of examples that is all the parables that's in the.In the Bible, to talk about it.
讲到这个天国好像一个芥菜种一样，一开始的时候呢是很小的一颗籽粒，但是呢它会长成一棵大树，啊，那么的大。
So it's talking about God's kingdom is like a little mustard seed. When it started with very small, then it grow into a big tree.
又讲到像什么？像一个一富人呢，他把那个面酵就放在三斗面里面。然后呢，全坛就发起来，就表示一开始很小，但是会全坛发起来。
So it also talk about that a woman put a small amount of yeast into a dough, and then the entire dough is fermented.
三斗面有多少
？And do you know what is three?
我特别去查了一下，我说，哎呦，这种面呢，我们教会还可能吃不完呢。
And I look into how much of that unit was.
我算了一下，大概六加仑。
And that is equal to 6 gallons.
六加仑的面，然后呢发起来很大的。
And of course, if you have 6 gallons worth of dough, when it grow, this is really big.
所以我们可以看到说，这个天国的发展是这样。一开始的时候，主耶稣拣选少数的十二个门徒。
So at the very beginning, that God chose 12 disciples.
大家学习怎么样让神的国度在你们心里面能够掌权。
And that's that they start learning that how does God's will is governed in each one of their heart.
然后不断的扩展，福音不断的广传。
And of course, as gospel expand.
到今天呢，广义的基督徒大概有20亿。
So today that Christians is about 2 billion people.
那我们都知道呢，非常尊重、非常遵从神旨意的那种 very committed 的基督徒呢，通常呢就是十分之一，他会就是说。很多人是就是说是离开教会的那种啊，都是二十一里面，但是就是固定跟神有关系的呢，大概就是十分之一。
So as a general statistics that those out of those Christians are very very committed Christians about 10%.
所以就讲到这也是很大的数字，就讲到这些人呢是从一个小小的种子开始发的，越来国度就越来越大，都在大家的心里面。
So we talk about that, even with that, it's still big number, so it go from a very small number into a pretty large number.
所以当我们大家聚集在一起的时候，就像我们现在聚集在一起的时候呢，神的国度不只在我们的心里面，神的国度呢也在我们的中间。
So that as we all gather together, that not God's kingdom not only is within our heart, but God's kingdom is among us.
好像这个经文上面所说的，心里就在你们心里，或者就在你们中间，就是神的国，就是我们中间，我们就是神的国度了。
So it talk about in the scripture that not only is in our heart, but also among us.
但是还看不见上帝完全掌权作王在全世界的光景。
But we haven't seen that God's reign over the entire world yet.
有没有这一天呢？
Is that going to be that day?
好，圣经应许到在永恒的时候，新天新地的当中，神完全的掌权。
So there is promise in the Bible that at that day that God will reign completely.
神的主权，神的管辖权是遍及他所有的新天新地里面。
So that
每个角落。
So God's authority is throughout the new heaven and earth.
那个时候，神的子民要跟神一同的作王来。治理这个地方。
So God's people will govern together with God and to govern the new heaven and earth.
然后圣经上面在启示录的时候就描写到那个状况，就讲到世上的国成了我主和主耶稣的国。
So that in,
主基督的国。
In Revelation, I talk about that God's kingdom is to us, to Jesus' kingdom.
然后他要做王，知道什么？永永远就是做王来管理、来治理这个国度。
And that he will reign over as a king until forevermore.
所以我们都知道说这是一个过程，怎么样来遵行神的旨意？它是一个过程。
So we know that it is a process.
从少数人到多数人。
So when you could start from small and need to expand into a large multitude.
从个人来讲的话，就是从开始是一点点，到最后是全然的顺服在神的旨意当中。
So as to us that we started from a small obedience, now then it become a total surrender.
因此，这就是一个神的国度的概念。
And so that is a concept of God's kingdom.
所以他这边讲主导文，我们再回到主导文，他讲说愿你的国降临。
And then as we come back to the Lord's prayer, it says, "May your kingdom come."
后面他接着就讲说愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And they talk about may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
其实这两个事情呢是一个事情，就是讲到当每一个人当神的旨意在到处运行无阻的时候呢，神的国就来了，就降临了。
So this is actually talking about the same thing that when God's kingdom come, that everything will move according to His will.
这就是神的国度，神的主权在的地方。
And that's where God's authority is exercised.
但是呢，对神来讲呢，他是有一个特别的方法。
But to God, He uses a special method.
他可以让他的主权呢到处的彰显，没有问题。Instant, 瞬间就可以做到。
Of course, He can show or demonstrate His authority everywhere instantly.
他可以造一大批的机器人，马上 program 好，所以做什么就做什么，一点都不要想，那全部都是他的旨意。
And of course, He can program in us human being or like a robot.That he will do whatever God wants.
你我们很多人在当中，我们是写软体的哈。你不会写个软体，那个软体有一天回过头来跟你讲说 ，I don't like it.
And of course, some of us are software engineers that you probably won't write a program that you know the one day the program will respond and say, well, I don't like being programmed.
那会觉得很奇怪。
And you will feel that's very weird.
因为你被 program 就是这样。
And that's because you're programmed to do so.
但是神造人的时候呢，他不这样做，他把一个自由意志给人。
But of course, when God created human, He gave each human a free will.
什么叫做自由意志
？And what is a free will?
就是你可以选择要这样或者是那样。
It's like you can choose to do one thing or the other.
你可以选择照着神的想法做，或者不要照着神的想法做。
You can choose to follow God's will or not follow God's will.
什么叫做顺服呢
？So what is obedience?
就是我有自由的选择里面，我决定我要照着神的方法去做事。
So obedience is within a free will. I choose to obey God.
那是真的顺服。
And that is true obedience.
那种被 programmed 的那不叫顺服。
And as you are, if you are forced or being programmed to do so, that's not true obedience.
实际上，这是神所喜悦的，就是他喜欢一个出自内心的一个顺服在关系上面是这样子的。
So that what pleases God is a free will, true obedience out of your relationship with God.
所以他就把自由意志就给了人。
So that He gave the free will to each human being.
对他来讲，其实这是很不舒服的事情。
And of course, to him, that's not very comfortable.
因为他的旨意就不能够顺通畅无阻了，就是会到处受阻挠，然后碰壁。
And that's because there will be a lot of blockage to his will.
而你要做这个也做不来，你做那个也做不来，就是好像你是一个 king， 但是你什么都不能做，那个感觉就是这样。
It's as if like you are a king, but you can't really do anything because your will cannot be carried out.
但是他在寻求真正愿意遵行他旨意的人。
And as he is seeking the, those individuals that were really willing to be obedient to his will.
在历代志下很有名的一个经文十六章讲到我们一起来念好吗
In 2 Chronicles.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人 OK 就念到这
OK it says for the eyes of the Lord reign throughout the earth to strengthen those whose heart are fully committed to him
就讲到神其实是在寻找向他心存诚实一个谦卑能够顺服的人
So it's talking about somebody who are humble and then willing to
他要来帮助这样子的人，他要来带领，而且要来赐福给这样子的人。
And then he will lead him and bless that individual.
这是神在寻找的人。
And that is the individual that God sees.
有谁愿意来行我的旨意，以至于蒙福？实际上是为着人好。
And then who is willing to and obey for the will of God so that he can be blessed?
他必定要抬举他。
And he will be exalted.
让他能够被有尊荣在他的身上
，so that he can enjoy honor，
而且神会大大的来使用他
，and of course he will be used mightily by God。
回到原来最基本的条件，就是他愿意顺服。
But the basic component is that he is willing to be obedient。
想想看，如果有一天你成为一个老板
，and just imagine that if you are a boss one day，
然后你有两个员工
，and there's two employees，
其中一个员工他非常的忠心。
And one of the employees is very loyal.
你给他什么事情交代他，他马上就帮你做好。
And whatever you give the any items to this loyal employee, that he will take care of it.
他都准时交，而且做的是准准的，就漂漂亮亮的做好。
And you will just complete that task without any errors.
然后呢，而且面带微笑。
And then of course with doing with a smile.
另外一个员工呢
？And the other employee.
你讲什么，他都很多。No, no, no.
And whatever you said, that he will have his own opinion.
你请他印一份资料，他说为什么要浪费纸呢
？And then when they ask him to print out something, that he said, "Well, why waste paper?"
你请他说能不能安排一个会议，我们要开会。结果呢，到时候开会的时候，只有你一个老板 show up.
And then when you ask him to arrange a meeting, that only the boss showed up.
你这样说能不能往东一下？他说不，我要往西，好像约拿。
And then, or that if you ask him to do one direction, that particular employee goes to the other direction.
如果有这样两个员工的时候呢，你会把好处给谁
？And with facing these two employees, what would you give the benefit?
你会去照顾谁
？Who will you take care of?
你会去使用谁
？And who would you use?
你会向谁更多的把你心里面的话告诉他
？And how? Who will you share with your heart with?
在公司工作的话呢，如果老板叫不动你的话呢，就 fire 了。
And within, of course, within the company, if you are disobedient, then you get fired.
可是，在教会里面，上帝不 fire 他的儿女啊，我也不 fire 我们的不听话的儿女啊，不会啊。
And of course, within church, that we don't fire the so-called disobedient
guys. God didn't fire.、Yeah. So 变成什么？问题就在说，我们这样做的时候。就会 miss 掉许许多多的祝福。
So that as we become disobedient, then we'll miss out on many, many blessings.
所以这就是神在寻找的人，能不能够有顺从他的旨意。
So that is the individual that God seeks, who is willing to be obedient.
一方面让人蒙福
，and then so that people can be blessed.
一方面让神的荣耀能够透过这样子的人能够彰显出来。
So that God's glory can be magnified.Through this person.
所以主在主导文里面呢，就教导我们这件事情：愿你的旨意呢，要行在地上。
So that in the Lord's prayer, it's talking about may your will be done on earth.
就在我们的人的心里面，我们能够顺从在神的旨意当中。
As the individual that is willing to obey God within our heart.
透过祷告呢，我们怎么样来跟神的旨意呢？有两件事情。透过祷告我们会得到
And there is two things that we can gain through prayer
在祷告的当中呢第一件事情呢就是我们可以明白神的旨意
So the first thing we can get through prayer is that we can understand the will of God
我们当初不明白的时候在祷告在安静等候的时候透过神圣灵的一些感动让我们明白了神的旨意神的心意到底是什么
So through prayer as you meditate that you will be able to getTo understand the will of God.
第二件事情是在祷告的当中，我们愿意 改变我们的态度，而降服在神的旨意之下。
So that second thing through prayer that we will be willing to change our attitude and be obedient to God's will.
我们原来不想这样做，打心底就不愿意。但是当我们在祷告的时候，在祷告的当中，跟神的对话当中，跟神的交谈，甚至跟神的摔跤当中，到最后我们说是的，我不愿意做，但是我定义去做。
So that as we first, that we may be even wrestling with God, that we don't want to do what God wants us to do, but throughout this prayer process, that towards the end, we will be obedient, we can be obedient to God's will.
所以愿你的旨意行在地上呢，这是两个方面。
So that as your will be done on earth, there are two parts to it.
第一个，你要知道他的旨意到底是什么。
And then the first thing is, you want to know, or you need to know what God's will is.
所以透过祷告去明白神的旨意。
So that you can understand God's will through prayer.
第二件事情是透过祷告去顺服神的旨意，行出神的旨意。
And the second thing through prayer is now you can be obedient and execute the will of God.
我不知道大家怎么想，是明白神的旨意简单呢，还是遵从神的旨意比较简单？
And I'm not sure which one is easier, understanding the will of God or be obedient and do the will of God.
觉得明白比较简单的举手。
Whoever thinking that it's easier to understand the will of God, please raise your hand.
觉得遵从比较简单的举手。
And whoever think that it's easier to be obedient, raise your hand.
我相信没举手的是在想两样都很难。
And for those of you who haven't raised your hand, both to you are difficult.
所以我也不敢举手哈。
And
在祷告的当中，大家我不知道你的祷告是怎么样。我的祷告呢，常常是这样。
And I don't know what is your prayer life, but my prayer life is like this.
我每天早上起来
，And as I wake up,
我一定要为我的家人祝福的。
And I'll bless every single member of my family.
哦，从 Melody 开始。
And start from Melody.
哦，她现在要去上学了。
And she's going to go to school.
哦，你知道校园很危险的。
And you know there is a lot of danger in the
开枪的。
Oh, there's a shooting going on.
很你要保守她的平安。
And then you need to protect her.
你要把她你要让她成熟长大。
And you need to make her be even more mature.
哦，那要让她更亲近你。
And then so and you want you should make her be even closer to you.
啊，让她能够明白你的心意。
And so that she can understand your will.
还有老二。
And then go through.
这样祷告一些祷告一些其实蛮久的。
And then, of course, go through each one of them.
我发现我在求什么，都在求事情。
And what I found out is, what I am pleading is items, things.
很多时候我们就是祷告当中就是求什么，求医治，我们求工作，我们求我们的finance 能够够钱能够够用，我们求很多这些东西。
So that we pray about a lot of things like be healing, or seeking employment, or stable finance and things like that.
这些东西都非常的重要。
And all those things are very, very important.
神也希望我们祷告，向他祷告，不要到外面去找，向神祷告，向神要。
Of course, God wants us to pray about those to him as well.
所以这些东西是非常重要的。
And so those are, yes, indeed, very important.
另外一方面来讲，如果我们的祷告只有这些的话呢，我们的祷告就很浅了。
But if we, all our prayer is, consists of all those things,then it is not a lot of depth to our prayer.
所以我们的祷告里面呢，除了我们表达我们的想法，表达我们的愿望以外呢，
So in our prayer, in addition to expressing our own desire,
我们还要更深的进到祷告里面去学习怎么明白神的旨意，然后怎么去降服在神的旨意当中，透过祷告。
So that in prayer, we need to learn how to get deeper toUnderstand the will of God and be obedient to the will of God.
我们看保罗他怎么祷告。
And let's look at Paul and how does he pray.
圣经上面描写，当保罗他自己也觉得他身上说有一根刺，就是他有一个病。
And then Paul, there is a sickness in him.
他就向神祷告，求问神啊，向神祷告。
And then he certainly prayed to God about it.
求当然是求神医治了。
And of course, we think, of course, he is asking God to heal him.
一次祷告没有反应，没有医治。
And then he prayed once that there is no response.
两次祷告也没有医治，nothing happened.
And then he prayed the second time, nothing ever happened.
一直到了第三次，哎，好像神的旨意出来了。
And then when after he prayed the third time, well, God's will comes out.
所以啊，在哥林多后书十二章特别讲到说，为了这件事情，就是保罗身上的病呢，他三次求过主，要这个刺呢离开他，这是他的一个愿望，一个 plea， 他的一个期待，神啊，你能不能把这个病医好
？And then in Second Corinthians, that Paul wants God to remove this sickness out of him for three times.
但是到了祷告久了以后呢，他就明白神的心意了，因为神对他说什么？我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在软弱的人身上怎么样显得完全。
So, but the will of God is my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
他才知道说，原来这个病在他的身上是有意思的。
So that Paul then realized that there is a purpose for his sickness.
一方面呢，保罗他得的启示太高了，所以保罗自己知道说这个病呢，在我的身上是让我不要自高了。
So as Paul is very close to God, that he may become, prideful because of the revelation that he received. So with this sickness is a reminder for him.
所以这个病是他一个谦卑的记号。
So that this sickness is the mark of his humbleness.
以至于他不会再犯很多那种骄傲的罪。
So that, to remind him that he will not get into prideful act.
另外神也要用着他身上的这个软弱来显明神的大能和他神的荣耀。以前生病做不到的，但是靠着神的能力做到了，这是神的荣耀。
And then also God will use this sickness to demonstrate his glory, because depend on what the sickness is.
所以这是保罗的祷告，虽然求病医治，但是他会在想这个东西是什么 ？Why？ 为什么会发生呢
？So as Paul is thinking about why things happen in certain way，
就讲到神在这件事情上面他有什么旨意没有
？And he will think about that. What is the will of God behind this thing？
所以这是透过祷告去明白神的旨意，这是第一方面的。
So it is the first thing that through prayer you can understand.The will of God.
类似的事情，我们也在主耶稣的身上看到了。
And the second, the similar thing you can see that in example of Jesus.
当主耶稣在被钉十字架之前，他在克西马尼园也是这样在祷告。
And then before his crucifixion, Jesus was praying in Gethsemane.
在马太福音二十六章三十九节这一段，他特别讲到祷告怎么祷告。他说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。”
And then, Jesus' prayer is, if it is your will, may this cup be taken away from me.
所以讲到说，这是我的一个请求，这是我的一个心里面的一个呐喊。你能够的话，把这个杯就离开我，让我不要受痛苦。
So that it is my plea that you, it is my will, so that you will take this cup away from me.
但是他进到祷告的第二个层面去。
But then he get into the second level of prayer.
就是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
But he says like,Yet not as I will, but as you will.
也就是他有自己的想法
，and that Jesus has his own thinking and opinion.
但是他也要去寻求天父的想法跟天父的旨意。
But he's seeking the will of God at that time.
到了四十二节
，and then go down to verse 42.
第二次他又去祷告
，and then he went to pray the second time.
类似的话，这杯呢要离开我。如果不能离开我，要我喝的话呢？愿你的旨意成全。
And he's talking about my father. If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done.
到了第四十四节
，and then go down to verse 44.
第三次去祷告
，and the third time that he prayed.
说的话跟之前还是一样。
And there's similar things that is being said.
你的旨意是不是真的要我上十字架？我可不可以有一些改变
？And is that your will that you want me to be crucified? Is there any change in that?
到了第三次清楚了
，and then the third time that the God's will is crystal clear.
清楚了怎么办呢
？And then what do you?
第四十六节
，and in verse 46,
回到门徒那边说：“起来，我们走吧，看哪，卖油的人进了。
”And then when he gets to get to his disciple and say, "Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
所以他在祷告的当中，他明白神的旨意。
So through the prayer that he understands the will of God.
他也学习遵从神的旨意。
And he also learned to be obedient to the will of God.
但我们知道故事不是停在这里，对不对
？Of course, we know that the story does not end.
因为透过十字架的死亡，带出来是神给他高深的荣耀。
And then, through the crucifixion on the cross, that God brings glory to him.
以至于天上、地上、地底下一切所有的都无不称耶稣基督为主。
So that every single knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
远升高天之上,
and that he is ascended in heaven and with full glory.
所以呢，我们在祷告当中呢，啊，除了求祈求以外呢，还有两件事情要做。
So as we plead or as we ask God in prayer, there's two things that we.
第一件事情就是去明白神的旨意。
So the first thing is to understand and seek the will of God.
第二件事情就是去降服，能够遵行神的旨意。
So the second thing is to be obedient to the will of God.
在二十五年前我们结婚的时候呢，我。我那时候就是刚买了一个 house.
And so 25 years ago that I just got married, we just bought a house.
然后我就看到美国人呢，他们夏天都在后院 barbecue, 我觉得 oh, that's cool.
And then I see a whole bunch of my neighbors barbecuing in their backyard and I thought it was cool.
我说我要 barbecue.
And said, I said, I want to have a barbecue.
然后我就去买一个小小的，因为我们刚成家，就买了一个比较小的一个 barbecue.
And so we bought a barbecue grill.
烧炭的那一种
using charcoal.
然后后来不知道孩子会生那么多越来越大，然后这个教会也会有时候需要我们要在我们家 barbecue, 就是人越来越多了，发现不太够用了。
Now of course, as more and more people are using that, or a member of the church comes, that we think that these barbecue is probably not big enough.
然后我就看到很多的 barbecue 的那个炉子呢，是那个瓦斯的，那啪，火就来了。
And I see that a lot of barbecue grill now they become gas based, and you can just.
我觉得这个真的太方便了。你知道那个要生那个 charcoal 那个炭啊，那很麻烦，要生二十分钟它才会起来，好太花时间了。
And then that is so much easier than the charcoal ones because you need to spend at least 20 minutes just to get a fire started.
七年前，我终于下决心，我要换。我们家的 barbecue grill.
So 7 years ago, I finally decided I'm going to change to gas grill.
然后我就去开始 shopping.
So I went shopping.
我要找那种啪火就来的。
And we wanted to seek for those real ㄷ.
结果就真的找，我也不想花太多钱，就找到一个还够用，但是很便宜，而且刚好在 on sale.
And then, of course, then I wanted to find that is good.And especially, the most important thing is it is on sale.
而且我们现在都会看 review, 然后 review 都是五颗星、四颗半，哦，非常好。
There's a lot of good review about that grill too.
20% off.
20% off.
我就决定我要去买了，就是它。
So I decided that's it.
等到 weekend 我就去买它。
And this coming this weekend, I'm going to go buy the grill.
就在那一天，我要去买的那一天早上，就读圣经，照着圣经的。教会的灵这个灵修进度读圣经。
So as I am just about to buy that grill, according to church's the scripture pace that I was studying the Bible that morning.
那天不知道是谁排的进度，让我们看以赛亚书五十五章。
And I'm not sure that who arranged the passage, but that.Day is Isaiah 55.
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的呢？就是那不是食物的，你为什么花钱呢
？And you talk about why you spending money on things that is not food.
我说 ，God is on sale.
And I said, but God is on sale.
It's 大火就来。
And it's 大。
而且人家来我们家真的不够用啊。
And then you know it is not it's not whatever we have is not big enough.
而且钱很便宜啊，没有什么嘛，就是要不要买
？But it's actually it's not that expensive. Shouldn't we do it?
事情不大，但是要不要做
？And it's not a big thing, so shouldn't I do it?
在祷告之间想来想去，想来想去。
So as was thinking, pondering in my prayer.
先摆着吧。
And then I say, okay, I'll just leave it aside.
买了就不能不买了。不买了以后还可以再买，所以呢，先不要买吧。
That's a difficult one, but so that it's probably easier not buying because I can always buy a new gas grill.
后来我才听说，哎呀，那个内行人告诉我们说，好吃的 barbecue 不是掉火就来那一种，好吃的是烧炭的。
So the true connoisseur of the barbecue says that type of 掉 type is not good enough.
而且呢，感谢神呢、啊，如果我有那个调的话呢，可能天天要吃啊，我那个身体也都吃坏了。所以神有他的旨意。
So of course, and if it is that convenient, I'll probably have barbecue every day. So it's probably not good for me.
So, 我们很多的时候就是在祷告的当中，我们怎么样去知道明白神的旨意
？So that in prayer we can learn how to understand the will of God.
怎么又愿意去顺服在神的旨意之下
？And how do we be obedient and subject under the will of God?
当这是一件很小的事情，可是我们每一天有更大的事情，我们怎么样对我们的家人？
And then, of course, that what I said was a small thing, but they are bigger things. That how do we treat our family?
我们怎么照顾我们的身体
？How do we take care of our own body?
我们怎么寻求神的国度
？And how do we seek the kingdom?
很多的事情，神都有他的意思，我们要去了解，然后去遵行。
There are many things that there is will of God that we have to go understand and do.
所以，其实愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that as may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
其实这是一个很深的祷告。
And that is actually a very deep prayer.
而且其实是为我们自己向神在祷告。
And that is that prayer is for us to as a prayer to go to God.
求主让我们有一个回转的心来向神，然后我们就蒙福，神能够在我们身上彰显荣耀。
So may God turn our attitude towards him so that we can be blessed through prayer.
好，让我们来祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你在主导文的里面这段经文，让我们看见你的国和你的旨意是如何的相关，也让我们看见你真的在天上，哦主啊，常常也为着我们祷告，也常常为着我们，甚至说不出来用叹息来为我们祷告，因为你知道很多的时候我们软弱，造成你的旨意没有办法在地上通行无阻，以致被拦阻，很多的时候事情做不成，我们得不着好处，你也没有荣耀。哦主啊，求你真的帮助我们，让我们能够在地上让你的旨意通行无阻，把我们心里面总那条路能够打通，让我们能够在你的里面能够天天的来明白，并且天天的来遵行你的旨意，好像我们的生命真的成为一个蒙福的生命，成为你的国度里面一个荣耀的一个领域。求主你来帮助我们，我们再一次把我们自己都交托在恩主手上，求你来改变，来带领我们。谢谢主，再一次把这个话放在我们心里面，成为我们这一生的一个祷告。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。谢谢主赐福于我们，也保守我们，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们唱诗歌，立定心志 ，I am determined。